This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's cleaning the floor.
B.
He's setting a plant on a shelf.
C.
He's pouring some liquid into a cup.
D.
He's ironing a shirt.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
They're glancing at a monitor.
B.
They're putting pens in a jar.
C.
They're wiping off a desk.
D.
They're examining a document.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
Some people are taking a ride on a boat.
B.
A boat is floating under a bridge.
C.
A boat is being loaded with cargo.
D.
Some people are rowing a boat past a lighthouse.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
There's a fire burning in a fireplace.
B.
There's a guitar beside a fireplace.
C.
Some cables have been left on the ground in a pile.
D.
A television is being packed into a box.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
Some people are riding bicycles through a field.
B.
Some people are moving a picnic table.
C.
There are some mountains in the distance.
D.
A bicycle has fallen over on the ground.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
Some couches have been pushed against a wall.
B.
Some lights have been hung from the ceiling.
C.
Some cushions have been stacked on the floor.
D.
Some flowers have been arranged in a vase.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Does the shop open on Sundays?
A.
Yes, at 1 o'clock.
B.
Because we drove.
C.
I'd like to return this item, please.
Number 8.
Where did these oranges come from?
A.
Here's a basket you can use.
B.
From a supplier in California.
C.
That umbrella is a nice color.
Number 9.
Should I make the dinner reservation for Friday or Saturday?
A.
The Beachside Bistro.
B.
Saturday is better.
C.
A large plate of pasta.
Number 10.
Will Dr. Ivanova be late today?
A.
No, you shouldn't have to wait long.
B.
It's just under the desk.
C.
Sure, I can do that for you.
Number 11.
Aren't there locker rooms at this gym?
A.
These socks are quite comfortable.
B.
She teaches an exercise class.
C.
Yes, they're on the lower floor.
Number 12.
Who needs a copy of my safety training certificate?
A.
Maxime does.
B.
You can hang your vest on that hook.
C.
No, I'm certain about that.
Number 13.
Could you phone Mr. Ferras and let him know we're in the hotel lobby?
A.
Thank you. It was just renovated.
B.
A free continental breakfast.
C.
Yes, of course.
Number 14.
Where does she sell her handmade jewelry?
A.
They'll give you a discount.
B.
A pair of earrings.
C.
At a store in the city center.
Number 15.
You're taking a business class in the afternoon, aren't you?
A.
Actually, it's in the morning.
B.
That office is on the corner.
C.
I have the train schedule here.
Number 16.
Could I see some sample floral arrangements before I order?
A.
It's for an award ceremony.
B.
A charge for expedited delivery.
C.
Certainly, I have some right here.
Number 17.
Don't you want to buy the black sofa?
A.
Some customer reviews.
B.
We already have one.
C.
I take my coffee with sugar.
Number 18.
Do you have this jacket in a larger size?
A.
Oh, I'm not a sales associate.
B.
I've read the information packet.
C.
A very large uniform.
Number 19.
Where did you first learn about the job opening?
A.
Are there any outdoor tables available?
B.
The door to the building is still open.
C.
I read an online newspaper every morning.
Number 20.
Should I bring anything to the meeting?
A.
Probably in the conference room.
B.
They were hired by our manager.
C.
Do we have enough handouts?
Number 21.
What was the total charge for the hotel stay?
A.
I'd have to look at the receipt.
B.
The fitness center is across from the reception desk.
C.
I'll be eating breakfast in my room.
Number 22.
Why did you pursue a career in video game design?
A.
Because I have a talent for it.
B.
This is my new laptop.
C.
It's on the other shelf.
Number 23.
I'd like to attend the job fair next month.
A.
The speech was inspiring.
B.
Tunji updated the memo.
C.
Registration closed yesterday.
Number 24.
Hasn't anyone called you back for the second interview yet?
A.
A new phone number.
B.
Yes, any available position.
C.
I'm still waiting.
Number 25.
How many tickets do we need for tonight's concert?
A.
The theater is on Johnson Avenue.
B.
At 7:30 sharp.
C.
I'll buy mine at the door.
Number 26.
When are they going to decide who to hire?
A.
A much higher salary.
B.
A lot of good resumes have come in.
C.
In the building across the street.
Number 27.
I had a chance to look over the contract this morning.
A.
Their contact information.
B.
Early next week.
C.
What did you think of it?
Number 28.
How are the database updates coming along?
A.
I've been really busy with the Williams account.
B.
Some customer addresses.
C.
She arrives on Wednesday.
Number 29.
When can I bring these boxes into the warehouse?
A.
10 in a package.
B.
Thanks, I just bought it.
C.
We'll need to clear some space.
Number 30.
The market on 5th Street is closed for a week.
A.
Some new clothes.
B.
Is there another one nearby?
C.
The price has been marked down.
Number 31.
Does the company pay for professional development courses?
A.
Insook helped develop a new product.
B.
We do have a significant budget surplus.
C.
He's always so professional.